Okay, so I was staring at this paper on Skillet after a while. My coffee got totally cold this morning, and I think I finally get why everyone's been so stuck on agent reliability.
Cold coffee? That's a tragedy, Justy.
Right? But seriously, the problem is that when an agent fails a long task, current systems just say, "Okay, the whole session was bad," and rewrite everything. That's like blaming your whole meal for one burnt piece of toast.
Yeah, that's the credit assignment problem in a nutshell. If I spend 10 steps getting it right and then mess up 11, the old methods treat the first 10 as if they were also wrong. It's noisy.
Exactly. And this new framework, Skilladapter, actually hunts down that specific 11th step. It's step-level adaptation, not session-level. It finds the first actionable fault.
Step level. Okay, I'm listening. But how does it know which skill caused the bad step without just guessing?
That's the cool part. It links that bad step back to the specific candidate skills that were active. Then it applies a targeted update only to those while keeping the main model frozen. No retraining.
Frozen backbone, targeted skill updates. That sounds nice in theory, but the overhead of analyzing every single step to find the error must be massive.
I mean, it's training free, so you're not burning GPU cycles on backrub. You're just running inference to find the fault and then updating the skill prompt. It's lighter than you think.
Sure, lighter than full fine-tuning, but still adds latency to the loop. And what if the first error is actually a hallucination in the reasoning trace, not a real skill failure?
Good point. But the paper mentions explicit acceptance checks. They don't just apply the update, they verify it helps before committing. So, if the logic is flawed, the skill doesn't change.
Explicit checks. Okay, that mitigates the risk of drifting into nonsense. I was worried about the system overcorrecting based on one weird outlier.
Right? And the results on PinchBench and WebShop? They saw up to a point and 8 improvement. That's real stability for long horizon tasks.
A point in 8 is significant if it's consistent across multiple runs. But let's be real, Justy, WebShop is a toy store simulation. Real-world agents have messy, unstructured environments.
True. But the framework is designed to plug into OpenClaw harnesses, which you've used before. You know how much of a pain it is to maintain skills there.
Oh, I know. I once spent 3 days debugging a workflow because a skill updated based on a session summary that missed a tiny context switch. It was a mess.
See? That's exactly what this fixes. It isolates the context switch failure so you don't rewrite the whole workflow.
I guess. If the code is actually clean, which I doubt until I see it. But if it works as described, it solves the noisy gradient problem in skill maintenance.
It basically treats the skill library like a version control system. You revert the specific commit that broke the build, not the whole repo.
Okay, I'll give you that analogy. It's a solid mental model. Give for agent skills. I can get behind that.
See, I knew you'd like the engineering angle. So, who is building with this? I'm thinking product teams running complex customer support bots or coding assistants.
Anyone running long horizon agents with reusable tools. But I'd want to see the latency impact first. If step level analysis adds 5 seconds to every turn, nobody is using it.
Fair. The paper says it's lightweight, but production always finds a way to make things heavy. Still, the idea of self-adapting without retraining the massive base model is huge for cost.
Cost is the only metric that matters in the end, Justy. If it saves GPU hours on fine-tuning, people will tolerate a bit of extra inference time.
Exactly. And they released the code at Zunpulp on GitHub. We should probably check that repo before we build our own harvester.
Yeah, I'll grab the source after this. If it's actually usable, this could be the standard for how we manage agent memory.
I'll buy the next cup of coffee if it works. Deal?
Deal. But if the code is a mess, I'm blaming you for the coffee.
Already accounted for in my budget, Cody. Anyway, great catch on the latency point. Let's see if the repo holds up.